HKX monitoring.
How we doing, Patrick? K2RCU.
I just got home in the air conditioning and getting ready to eat my bone and cheese sandwich.
I'm in an air conditioned car driving down South Buncombe.
Going today.
Been to the truck driving school that I went to last year and helped them out with some dash cameras and getting them set up for them so they can use them for kind of liability. They had a car cut them off the other day and brake check them, and student almost run into the back of them, so they decided it was time to install them and get them set up, so they just have something to fall back on for a liability aspect.
What kind of cameras did they put in?
They went through and looked at a couple of different ones and tried to find something within the budget of what they had, and ended up getting, I think their tow guards, ordered them through Amazon. They got a deal running on them right now through Prime Day. But it's got a forward-facing camera and a rear-facing camera that both of them have night vision on them because they do some night driving. And sometimes they have, you know, just a male and a female inside the truck, so they wanted that too. They just really wanted to cover all their bases, so that's what they ended up getting.
One on tool truck, and it was a four camera, and it mounted one in each corner of the windshield and one on each mirror looking back. But I wasn't real pleased with it. It was threw out a lot of interference on the radios and a couple other things, so I was looking for something like that to replace it with this new truck.
Yeah, I'm not sure offhand. I mean, I can take a look and see what I see and see if I see anything that looks like it would work good for you and help you out with it. The biggest thing they wanted was just that front windshield and inside the cab. Those are the two liability points they wanted to cover, so that was pretty easy for them to set up.
Pretty easy, but the reason I want the side mount where they're looking back is you get so many of the hit and runs in the parking lot where we're at, and we try to get blamed for stuff like that. So I'm trying to watch all four corners of the truck.
I got you. Yeah, it'd be good to have, especially if it's got a G-sensor in it with the parking assist. When it's sitting there parked, that's the one that I've got in the car. It's got a front camera on the main unit, and then it's got a small remote camera that goes in the back window. But if somebody bumps the car or gets too close to the front end of it or something like that, it sets the motion alert off or the G-sensor off, and it starts locking the recording.
Those lines, and like I said, just trying to watch all four corners. That way, if you've got both sides looking back, then whatever's behind you is going to be videoed also. So that's what I'm wanting to try to find something like that again.
I got you. Just have to look around and see what's out there and see what's available. They might have a deal running on one on Prime Day. That's today and tomorrow. They ain't no telling. Just have to look and see.
Think about it and stumble across it. Let me know. I'll look myself and see if I can come up with something. But other than that, I'm trying to got the email where I can go ahead and start the financing and sign all of it today on the other truck.
So when you think you're going to be going to go get it?
Wait till this weekend, just so I don't miss work.
You think you can go get it Saturday and come back with it Sunday?
Friday and come back Friday night, be here Saturday morning.
Gotcha. So you won't try to move everything over this weekend?
But, I'll probably take the weekend to kind of scope out and see what I got and try to figure out how to lay it out. But next week, it'll be the last full week because the week of the 4th of July I'll probably end up taking off because most of the shops close that week. So that's kind of what I was planning on doing, just running like normal until then. And then the week of the 4th of July, that'll give me a chance to set everything up the way I want it and take the time to do it right the first time.
That sounds like a plan. Probably be able to do that.
Hey, we can still go down and find out what field day's about.
No doubt. I think that's going to be pretty interesting to see what all happens there. It'll be the first one for me, so.
Me also, so I don't know what to expect.
Well, I'm kind of figuring they're going to be a bunch of radios and antennas. Beyond that, I don't know what else to expect.
I don't know if it's me or you, but the static is like a wave just comes through every now and then.
Is it overtaking my signal?
See, but it does put you down in the noise.
Could have been when I was back there in that intersection sitting under the red lights and stuff. I don't know. I'm starting to get out of Greer now. I'm just on 290 fixing to come up to Ingles.
Move sailing then.
I got to drop into Ingles here. Mama wants some angel hair pasta and some fresh mushrooms. I think she's going to cut them up and make some spaghetti tonight. So no complaints on my end for stopping to pick them up.
Least you can do. If she's going to fix it, you can bring it home.
I'll bring the stuff home and I'll eat it and smile.
Now, I'll get off here and let you get into the Ingles there. I got to read this email anyway, finish up my sandwich. So I'll say 7-3s to you, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final.
Good, Patrick. I hope that email's got all the info in it you want and everything's good. But I'm going to jump out of here myself and run in here and grab that stuff, and I'll say 73, so K2RCL will be clear.